Now let's hear our second feature, which is read for us by Elizabeth Stimson. Here, the writer Willie Russell speaks to Julie Foster about the lasting appeal of his play, Educating Rita. The play is being performed at Norwich Theatre Royal next month.
It is 40 years since award-winning playwright Willie Russell wrote Educating Rita. It remains one of his best-loved works, regularly performed around the world. Now, in 2019, a major new production of the play is touring the UK, landing at Norwich Theatre Royal from June the 10th to the 15th. It stars Stephen Tompkinson as a frustrated university professor, Frank, opposite Jessica Johnson as Rita, his hairdresser student, so desperate to learn. For Willie, 40 years on, it's time for reflection on the success of his play. "When will I ever be free of it?" he jokes. It's coming up to its 40th anniversary, would you believe? When it first opened, I remember saying to Mike Ockrent, the original director, "It's not actually got much stagecraft to it. It's just a series of scenes." So, to still be talking about Educating Rita 40 years later reminds me of how gloriously wrong and stupid playwrights can be. Willie says he thinks of the play with great affection, not least because of the success of that original 1980 production at the Warehouse Theatre, now Donmar Warehouse, where Julie Waters first played the role of Rita opposite Mark Kingston as Frank. He says, "The original production came together so well, and I worked with people I really adored, Mike, Julie, Mark. Nobody had any big plans for this play, so when something happens so unexpectedly, you always have a special regard for it, because it came out of nowhere and suddenly made it." The success of the play was followed by the hit 1983 movie, starring Michael Caine and Waters repeating her role as Rita. It won huge acclaim, winning BAFTAs and Golden Globes and Oscar nominations. Willie recalls, "That's when everything kind of happened. Everything went ballistic during that period. I was very fortunate to always have good, strong women around me during that early success. I'm not one to lose touch with reality. But if I ever showed any sign of getting slightly wonderful, I'd be cut down and put in my place, rightly so." The play tells of the story of married hairdresser Rita, who enrolls on an open university course to expand her horizons. But in her university tutor, Frank, she finds a frustrated but brilliant academic, a little too fond of a drink, who is initially less than enthusiastic to teach Rita. The two soon realise they have much to learn from each other. Willie says, "There have been productions that have tried to set it in a contemporary setting, but the difference between education today and in 1979 is so vast, it doesn't do the play any favours to make it a contemporary tale. People don't see education as a route to salvation in the way they did in the year this was written. The idea then of working class people returning to education was in the air. It was a new and vibrant thing, and the collision of those worlds, of the non-educated and the rather elite Redbrick University, was a massive collusion. But all of that has gone now. The Franks of the education world today would not have had the luxury of being able to teach a girl outside of his curriculum who came to his office once a week. Someone like Frank would have been responsible for at least 300 students today. We're now so far away from 1979 that there's actually something kind of exotic about setting it in its own time. You can explore that world, design that world, costume that world, and fortunately, the universality of the play is exactly the same. Someone's struggle to make life better is an ageless struggle, an ageless story. The new production will see actress Jessica Johnson take on the role of Rita after her acclaimed run in the role of Rebecca Frecknell's 2017 production at the Durham's Gala Theatre. In that she played the role with a northeastern accent, but she will be a Liverpudlian Rita to star opposite Tomkinson in the new production. Willie is looking forward to seeing Stephen Tomkinson take on the role of Frank. "I've long admired him as an actor," he said. "Frank is a role which has a humour to it, but it has a real pain as well. I can't think of anyone more equipped to delve into both of these elements than Stephen." Willie, 71, is still based in his home city of Liverpool. So what kept him there in his hometown all these years? "Idleness, lack of ambition," he jokes. "Because of the job I do, even more digital communication, a writer didn't need to be at the centre of things. The issue as to why I left Liverpool never arose. My family are here, my friends are here. Had there been some reason to go somewhere else, I may have done it." Educating Rita runs from Monday the 10th to Saturday the 15th of June at 7:30 p.m. and Wednesday and Saturday matinees at 2:30 p.m. Tickets cost £10 to £29.50.